The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I have a tale to tell.
Ooh, what is this?
Ooh, scary music.
Sounds intense.
Over 2 years ago, made the purchase. The 1988 Jeep Comanche, filled with rust and hopes and dreams. Over the last 2 years, I've been trying to eliminate the rust.
And it's been trying to eliminate the
and
hopes and dreams.
Trying to eliminate me. But on Friday afternoon, I sat behind the wheel of that truck, and I drove it around the block.
Whoa! And I thought I heard angels singing.
And it was amazing.
It wasn't imaginary. It was real. Like, yeah. You legitimately drove it. How did it feel?
All right.
You're a little sketchy, huh? A
little bit. There are a lot of creaks and pops. But it is roadworthy. And I will be calling an insurance company this week to add it.
Are you going to drive it to work?
At some point.
Not so confident yet, huh?
I haven't gotten it up to highway speed yet because I don't... Well, I mean, it's not registered or insured, so yes, I just
admitted to
driving it through the neighborhood.
That's what people do.
Yeah.
I just picture you, Steve, behind the wheel of your 88 Comanche and driving and getting up to highway speed, and then the one door falling off, and then the other door falling off, and like a cartoon, everything just starts going until you're just metal up against the concrete.
You're just a seat skidding along the road.
It's weird to think that Comanche is basically the same age as Kelly, and it's a rust bucket that needs rehab.
Yeah.
I see the similarities here. Boy. I'm a Jeep Comanche.
Just like nothing but squeaks and rattles.
My boyfriend found me and was like, I'll take her on the block. I'm like, yeah, I've been there.
Don't know if you can get her up to highway speed or not. What's that make us? Classics.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.